Welcome to the Gazoo Podcast, Volume 5!
Perfect.
Oh, that's one of my biggest pet peeves.
Is what?
When people try to talk together and they're just a little bit off. Oh.
Well, we did it. I think it's safe to say that we completely nailed that. What do they say? Put it to bed?
Yeah.
Put that one to bed.
Yeah.
This is the Kazoo Fest Podcast, Volume 5, live right now on CFRU. Maybe you're listening to this after, in which case it is no longer live, but it is still hopefully retains the energy of a live broadcast. CFRU here in, well, you know, Guelph. This is also the show Drive Time with Diener and Dunster. I feel like there's just layers and layers.
Yeah.
And so it's 93.3 FM. It's kazookazoo.com, right?
CA?
You know, I bet that's right here on this kazookazoo.ca. And what we're going to be doing for the next hour is playing stuff from Kazoo Festival. So if you're listening to this live, maybe you haven't been through the 5 podcasts, maybe you're wondering, what is Kazoo?
Yeah. What is Kazoo Kazoo?
Kazoo Kazoo is a jam-packed, nonstop weekend. The weekend is so jammed they had to extend it to Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it starts this Wednesday, which is kind of crazy. Really crept up on us. When we did the first installment of this podcast 5 weeks ago, I never would have thought this day would ever come.
Yeah.
That we would be doing the 5th installment and that Kazoo would be happening.
So close.
So close. So it's on Wednesday. Starting on Wednesday, running through till Sunday, April 13th, starting on the 9th. And so Wednesday, let me tell you a bit about it. Mm-hmm. I feel like last time we did it and I just went all out. I just told everybody everything at the beginning, and this time I'm going to try and piece it out a little bit. So Wednesday, it starts with Promised Land, which is a multimedia exhibition by Alexandra McKenzie. We had Alexandra on the first podcast, and she also plays as Petroglint. Mm-hmm. So Promised Land is happening at Ed Video. It's going to be like a big art show, projections, drawings, yeah, all that. Mm. And then also on Wednesday, after you go to the art opening at Ed Video, you'll head on down to the E-Bar, where you'll see Kelly McMichael and the Gloss from Newfoundland. Then you'll see Jeff Barbara from Montreal. We're going to hear some Jeff Barber later on the show. And then you're going to hear, then you're going to watch Hooded Fang. So let's just go Wednesday. Let's just say Wednesday is done. Put that one to bed.
Put that to bed.
So that's what's happening on Wednesday. And then there's more Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, ending, culminating in a pancake breakfast.
And we'll get to all that.
Yes. But I just mentioned the pancake breakfast because we are going to play somebody who's playing the pancake breakfast first. And that is Isla Craig, who is from Toronto. She will be headlining the pancake breakfast. Headlining spot is at 12 noon. So, yes?
Nothing.
So we're going to start with her. We're going to got kind of like a softer set to start off. Then we're going to get into some... Oh, then after that, we got an unreleased track that we're going to play. Then we got an interview with Aaron Mangle coming up about halfway through the show. My name is Mike.
My name's Todd.
This is the Kazoo Fest Podcast, Volume
5.
This show is also Drive Time with Diener Dunster. Let me just tell you a bit about what we got for the unreleased stuff. So people keep, you know, maybe you're listening live, you're like, oh, I might change it. I don't know why you would, but we got an unreleased track from friend of the show, safe to say.
Yeah.
Mr. Bri Webb. Brian Young Lion Webb.
That's a good nickname.
Thank you. Just thought of it this morning on our way in. So he was in a band called the Harbor Coats in Montreal years and years ago with Michael Fierstack, who is going to be playing Kazoo Fest as well. And they recorded a bunch of songs, and some of them, I guess, were re-recorded or reworked and appeared on Bri's Web Provider, which came out a couple years ago. And I think some of the songs were also reworked and are going to be on his new album. So he's given us a song that's completely unreleased from this band, and we're very happy.
Yeah.
So we got that, and then we got some more unreleased stuff coming up afterwards. Todd, how are you doing?
I'm really excited for all this great music that's coming up.
Oh, I can feel your excitement. Yeah. Palpable.
Yes. And we got a great interview coming up too, don't we?
Yes, we do. We've got a great interview subject. We'll see how we perform.
Yeah. We'll see about it. It's great, yeah.
So we're going to start off with Isla Craig here. She's playing the Pancake Breakfast on Sunday the 13th. Then we got Whoopso, who will be opening the show, the Vag Halen Legato Vipers Biblical Show on Saturday, April 12th at Van Gogh's. And then we're going to end off with Destroyer, who is going to be playing the Friday night along with Bri Webb at the Dublin Street Church. But first, Isla Craig out of Toronto. We are going to hear the song called Messages from her album called Both the One and the Other, put out by Totally Disconnected Tapes. This is Isla Craig. You're listening to Drive Time with Diener and Dunster, the Kazoo Fest Podcast Volume 5
on CFRU.
vacation on the dark side of town forever. Who knew? Who knew? I wrote a song for America, and they told me it was clever. Jessica's gone on vacation on the dark side of town forever. Who knew?
And we are back. That was Whoopso out of London, Ontario, I believe, with a song called Part One, or the song was called Calunat from the double CD. And that was from Part One of that CD, Part One, Calunat. Before that, we heard from Destroyer from the wonderful album Kaput, with the song Song for America on it. And we started everything off with Hyla Craig and the song Both, or the song Messages from her album Both the One and the Other. And if you could hear some freak blasting sax on the end of that Destroyer song, that was none other than Joseph Shabison.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Yeah, he's on the show every week.
He's the best friend of the show.
Yeah, he's our show's best friend. This is the Kazoo Fest podcast, volume 5. Also, Drive Time with Diener and Dunster on CFRU 93.3 FM. And we're talking all things kazoo. Let me give you a little rundown. So we heard Whoopso. They're playing Saturday. Next Saturday, the 12th, at Van Gogh's Ear, with the Legato Vipers, with Biblical, with Vag Halen. That's it. It's going to be heavy. And Destroyer will be playing a solo set. So let me tell, maybe you don't know this. You're thinking, oh, Destroyer's on tour. That's cool. He's making a stop in Guelph. Wrong.
Mm.
So Dan Behar, who is Destroyer, is writing his new album. They're going to go record it at Brian Adams' house in the next couple months. And before that, he's flying to Ontario, coming to play one show in Guelph. Next day, he's flying back to Vancouver. Brian Adams is picking him up at the airport, driving him to his house, and they're going to get started on that album.
Wow. They must be good friends if Brian Adams is going to pick him up at the airport.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just send a car?
Hey, Bri will do anything. That's a Meatloaf song. So it's a really special thing that, I mean, Dan Behar is flying into Ontario just to play this one show in Guelph, and then we'll be going away for a long time until
into the lab,
until this album's recorded, and then you won't see him play solo. He'll probably be with a 10-piece band featuring the sax freak Joseph Shabison. Destroyer is playing on the Friday night with Bri Webb at the Dublin Street Church. Gonna be
great venue.
Oh, it's gonna be beautiful.
Yeah.
You can get tickets for that. Go to kazoo.ca. I think it's at Music Lives is where the tickets are, musiclives.ca. But kazoo.ca will give you all the information.
All the venue, where they are, maps, anything you need.
Yeah, everything.
Everything and anything.
So on Thursday, we covered Wednesday. Thursday, we've got Kazoo and Ed Video and Festival of Moving Media present Foster. And Foster is a multimedia performance that was commissioned by Ed Video and Kazoo. So it's a one-of-a-kind multimedia event that has been written and will be performed this one time at Kazoo Fest. Kind of a special thing. And then I don't know what will happen to it after that. But and so that's on Thursday at St. Andrew's Church, which is on Norfolk. And before that, there's going to be a couple of films played before Foster goes. And then you're like, oh, that was pretty good, but it's early. What am I going to do? You're going to head on down to the E-Bar because you're going to see the Medicine Hat from Guelph. Then you're going to see the Furies from Guelph. And then to top it all off, you're going to see Cousins. Not from Guelph, from Halifax.
From Halifax.
So that's Thursday. We're going to get to Friday. Well, we'll get to Friday. Don't worry. We'll get there. And we're going to be talking with Aaron from Cousins soon.
We got a giveaway.
Oh, yeah. Todd, tell them a bit about this giveaway.
Well, we've got a very exciting promotion here at CFRU Drive Time with Diener and Dunster. And we are giving away a Solids album.
Solids will be in town on the Friday, playing a free show at the Jimmy Jazz, and we have an album to give away. But that's not all. Todd, tell them the best part.
Okay. Okay, Mike. What's going to happen is, I guess maybe the first person that contacts us.
First call. So let me just say that number for everybody out there. 519-837-CFRU. Once the music starts.
Yeah.
Don't call yet.
Once the music starts, give us a call. If you're the first person to contact us, you're going to get the Solids album, and I'm going to personally deliver it to your house.
So you're gonna,
as long as it's in Guelph.
You're going to get a Solids album personally delivered, hand-delivered to you by...
Solids guy.
By Todd Dunster. If you don't want that, we can arrange for Todd to not know where you live. He could meet you in a public place. But one thing's for sure, you will get that Solids
safely.
Album.
Safely.
Yeah. So give us a call, 519-837-CFRU, 519-837-2378. We're going to, just so much talking to do because there's so many exciting things. So call then, You'll get the Solids record. But right now we got a premiere from the vaults, from Bri Webb's Secret Stash. He was in a band called The Harbor Coats with Michael Fierstack. Bri's playing on the Friday here in Guelph.
With Destroyer.
With Destroyer, Friday, April 11th. And Michael Fierstack is playing on the Saturday, April 12th. But at one time, these guys were in a band together called The Harbor Coats. They recorded an album, and then they said, let's leave that in Bri's vaults. But Bri was nice enough to share a song with us. He sent it our way so we could play it here on the show, called Low Life, which he then did on Provider. And this is the original version of that. So we're going to hear that. And when we come back, we might be knee deep in an interview with Aaron from Cousins. So we're going to start off with the Harbor Coats playing Low Life. Then we're going to hear from Petroglint. And that might be all we hear. This is Kazoo Fest Podcast.
Number 5.
VV. Somebody's calling right now. We'll play the song, and then if you're still calling, we will answer it. This is Harbor Coats with Low Life. You're listening to Drive Time with Diener and Dunster, Kazoo Fest Podcast, Volume 5.
Not every little one have I done full knowing. But I love you, and you deserve better. I want to cut that tether from you. We're in danger of going astray, but we'll find a way. Way stranger, say I'm no.
Thank you. for what the people are dying for, and the children have a right to know. We all know what we can't ignore. This earth we're fighting for, and the people are hungry for a life in land that's left alone.
That was Hooded Fang with the song Graves from the album Graves. Before that, we heard from Petra Glint with the song Sour Paradise from her album Of This Land. And we started everything off with a bit of a premiere. The Lost Tracks of the Harbor Coats, which is a band featuring Bri Webb and Michael Fierstack and somebody named Steve Van Evans and somebody named something else. And they had a band in Montreal a couple of years ago. I'm going to say seven. I'm going to say 8 years ago. And Bri, pardon?
A couple few
years ago, and Bri was nice enough to give us that track, which was the original version of Low Life that was later recorded for his Provider record. And just a little rundown on those bands you heard. Hooded Fang will be playing on Wednesday night. That's Wednesday, April 9th. Kicking off the show. They are the headliner for the first night of the show on at the E-Bar. For that, so Petra Glint is playing on the Friday night. So Friday night, packed. You got Destroyer, solo at Dublin Street United Church. You got Bri Webb, also at the church. Then you head on down to the E-Bar. You got Diana. You got Petra Glint. You got Manatee. You got Advertise. And then going on over at the Jimmy Jazz is mine and Todd's band, Start Something. Also, Watershed Hour from maybe Peterborough or Whitby.
Yes.
Whitby?
Yeah.
And then we got Solids headlining that show at the Jimmy Jazz.
Oh, can I just interject there?
Of course.
We have our first contest winner.
Mm-hmm.
John from Guelph called in.
John.
And he picked himself up a copy of the new Solids album called Blame Confusion.
And the bonus for this,
yeah,
is that it is hand-delivered by Dunster.
Yeah.
He,
I'm going to put a little bow on it.
John's cool with you knowing where he lives?
Oh, yeah.
He gave you his address?
Yeah, he. I think we're going to watch hockey.
Sweet. John, if you're still listening, you got a date with a Dunster.
Oh. Oh,
we got a call here. Todd's going to answer it. I'm going to turn off his mic because we are professionals.
Hey, Aaron, how's it going?
Okay, it is. We've got Aaron from Cousins on the line. And we've got Aaron on the line. Aaron, are you there?
I'm here.
Aaron, thanks so much for joining us, and sorry that we called you a bit later than we said we were going to.
Oh, no, it's fine.
So I'll just give a bit of an introduction here. This is the Kazoo Fest Podcast Volume 5, also going live on the air on CFRU with the show Drive Time with Diener and Dunster. And we are talking to Aaron Mangle from the band Cousins out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. Aaron, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little under the weather. I'm just fighting a cold.
Ooh.
But other than that, I'm great.
Well, yeah, thanks so much for, I guess it's 9:30, so it's not,
early.
Thanks for joining us being under the weather.
Well, no problem, it's my pleasure.
And are you, so you are not on tour right now?
No, I'm just at home, just relaxing.
Nice. And is your Guelph date part of a tour, or are you guys just coming here for the one date?
Guelph date is the anchor.
Oh, nice.
So we were asked to do the festival, and then we weren't planning any shows around it. But we played Kazoo Fest in 2010, and we were really excited to be asked back, so we decided to just make a weekend, like a short weekend tour around it.
That's awesome. We're excited for you to be here.
Yeah.
And was
it's been a while since we've been in Guelph, so... Unfortunately, the dates never work out when we're trying to get a show in Guelph, so we wanted to jump on it.
Sweet. And when you were here in 2010, was it Cousins as we know it today, or was it a different iteration of the band?
It was a different iteration. It was myself and Pat Ryan, who is... he was playing guitar then, and I was playing the drums. And Pat hasn't played with us for a while, but he does sort of show up here and there on special occasions. And
cool.
He's featured on all the recordings to date.
Oh, okay.
Other than the one that's just coming out in May, he's not featured on that one, but all the other recordings to date. he's on those.
And have you always played as a two-piece?
No, we started as four, and then went to two, and then went to three, and then to two, and to three, and now it's been consistently just Lee and I for the past couple years, and every so often Pat joins us for a local show or a special occasion kind of show. But it's been the two of us just the last, I guess, since 2011. Yeah.
Well, I guess it's a little easier to tour with just two people.
Yeah, it's really easy. We got lots of room in the car. And,
do you pass like other bands like on the highway and just kind of like laugh at how packed they are into their van?
No, because usually like we're driving something old and slow, and we end up just packing like as much stuff as possible because there's only two of us. We just fill it instead of people. We just fill it with other stuff like coats and snacks and everything. Whatever we can pack, we just fill it up.
And you guys are still based in Halifax, right?
Mm-hmm.
And will you be? I mean, I know some bands from Halifax seems to have a pretty strong scene where, like, lots of people stick around Halifax, and it's not kind of the drain that other smaller cities experience, where everybody's got to move to Vancouver or Montreal or Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And do you like? Is there something in Halifax that keeps you there, or do you guys ever think about moving to a bigger city?
I think we each think about moving to a different city, but more for individual reasons. I don't think for reasons related to the band.
Yeah.
I really like it here because, like, the beach is really close. And there's not that much summer here, as you probably imagine. But when the summer is here, it's just kind of the best place ever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess we consider it, but we do a lot of traveling, so
yeah,
we get to see a lot of other places that we like and lots of people that we like. And I don't know, nothing else is that great, but I mean, lots of places are really wonderful, but I don't know.
Yeah. My wife is from Dartmouth. So we go out to Halifax and Dartmouth like once a year, and we always try to plan, like this year we're going in August. And she says August in Halifax, or like August in Nova Scotia, is the best month to be anywhere. And the rest of the year, the weather changes, but August is like the time when like the ocean's actually warm enough to swim in, and it's mm-hmm. beautiful.
Yeah, August and September are like perfect. It's like heaven here. If there were such a thing, it would be here in August.
I'm coming.
See you. See you then.
We saw Napeyes and Monomyth played last night in Guelph, and they were both amazing. And
very lucky to see them.
Yeah, they were. I mean, I've seen Monomyth before, but Napeyes I've never seen, and they were just great. And it seems like, I mean, for Halifax, like, how many people are in Halifax? 250,000, 300,000?
I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, and it's like, but so many bands from Halifax come through Guelph, and they're always so good.
Yeah.
This might put you on the spot, but do you have any insight into, like, why Halifax is a music city, or, like, why consistently good bands always come from Halifax?
No.
No.
Good answer.
That's a question that I've been asked.
Yeah.
Several times, at least, and I try to speculate on it. I really don't know. The reason that I mean, what I want to believe is that it's because of some sort of like special spirit that's here, not like a single spirit, but like a spirit that people share of like creating music and like sharing it and like being in like a scene that's big enough that it has like, enough people to sustain it as people come and go, but small enough that it has its own sort of like unique character that sort of keeps it like sort of like it's like we're held back enough but offered enough opportunities to like get somewhere, but held back enough that it's still sort of unique.
Challenged.
And, I mean, and maybe, sort of, but I mean, also there's like, there isn't much of an industry here, so people aren't really competing for a stake in like the local industry pies or something. You know, it's like, there aren't really any places to play that are any good other than really small places, so no one's really fighting for I'm not really sure. Like, if I, like, we go to Montreal or Toronto or New York or something like that, like, you can sort of sense this competition between bands. Like, there are so many bands in like, similar genres. Like, just, you know, dozens or, in you know, in Brooklyn, there's, like, hundreds.
Yeah.
So many bands just trying to do sort of the same kind of thing, just to, like, fight for whatever kind of spots they can get. But here it's like, there, you know, there are a lot of bands for the amount of people, but people aren't really like competing against each other.
Yeah.
Like there isn't really, there's no point.
Just focusing on the actual songwriting and creating good music.
And enjoying yourself.
Yeah, rather than like the business side of it or whatever.
Yeah, because there's no business here. There's no money to be made in anything here. So it's just, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it because you want business. To. Not because you're going to get anything out of it.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. We should probably get to the cousin song we're going to play. So we're going to be playing Mess.
Yeah.
And when is this album coming out?
The Halls of Require is coming out May 13th.
And who's putting it out?
Hand-drawn Dracula.
Oh, cool.
In Canada and Bada Bing Records in the United States.
I'm excited. And we're excited for you to come to Guelph, Aaron.
Me too.
I guess you'll probably just be here for the one night if you are starting a mini tour at that point, right?
Yeah, we got it. We'll be there just on Thursday night, and then we got to go to down to London on Friday, and then back up to Kingston on Saturday.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, even though you're feeling sick. But it's good to get your sickness out now, and then by the time you come, you'll be in perfect, in peak form.
I'm working it out.
Yeah. Great. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks.
We will see you in 1 week yesterday.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Bye,
see you, Aaron. And that was Aaron Mangle from Cousins, and we are now going to hear the song Mess from their new album that will be out May 13th. 13th on Hand-Drawn Dracula. After that, we'll probably get to a couple songs, and then we will be here to bid thee adieu and bid thee a merry weekend.
And all that great stuff.
All the normal stuff. This is Cousins with Mess. You're listening to Kazoo Podcast Volume 5 here on Drive Time with Diener and Dunster here on CFRU FM 93.3 in, well,
you know, Guelph.
And this brings to a close Kazoo Fest podcast.
We're going to put it to bed.
Volume 5. We're putting it to bed. Thanks so much to Aaron Mangle from Cousins. We had an interview with before. What you just heard was the new Cousins song to start things off. The song is called Mess. And then you heard mine and Todd's band. And we committed that...
radio sin.
The radio sin of playing our own band. And we're not sorry. And what you're hearing right now is Watershed Hour, who will be playing on Friday. This is an unreleased track from them. So we are going to leave you now.
Yes, check out Kazoo Kazoo for all the information, venues, times, shows, everything you need.
KazooKazoo.ca, Kazoo Fest, starting this April 9th, this Wednesday, April 9th, going till the 13th. And one of the big bands that's going to be playing that I'm very excited about is... the Nihilist Spasm Band. We're going to go out with just a couple minutes from them. They'll be playing on this Saturday afternoon at Silence. KazooKazoo.ca. Thanks so much for listening. Stick around after this. We got L'Eclipse up next.
You can do it!